You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 2nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
How's it going, Taryn? Just so you know, I am the glue keeping us together. You know, I'm the reason that no one has strayed away from this relationship.
Yes, very, very important. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And I will tell you, not a lot. Not a lot yesterday. It was a slow day because we're waiting for the fireworks of people finding out about the things like Dane staying and Mark going. And they were teasing us for a lot of the day, like, when, oh, are we going to tell Mark? They did not tell Mark all day, so we got not a lot on the feeds yesterday. Right now, however, of course, as I'm doing this podcast, they decided it would be a great idea to do all the things. And while I'm trying to write notes and want to, you know, do a podcast. So very pleased with them for that.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I swear every single time I come on with you, something's going on the feeds. Like, it's every single time now. I'm just like, of course I get the day before the, you know, the boring day before the day that stuff goes down. Why does this happen?
It's the way things happen, I guess. So yesterday on the feeds, it was day 61 in the house, and they were playing games for most of the day. You know, playing games with the sock ball, throwing it into things. People were talking, it's reminiscent of pot ball from Big Brother 17. They weren't as obnoxious about it, though. They were really obnoxious about pot ball, let's be real.
The live feeds were gold with pot ball back in 17. Man, I used to hate watching that. I'm sorry. I was not a fan. I don't care. You know, I get it. When you're in the house, you need something to kind of kill the time. But watching that was just draining. It just lasted so long. But yeah, no, this, I totally get it. Like, they must be going stir crazy at this point. They got to do something.
Yes. So, you know, that was happening for a lot of the day. Dane and Mark had an interesting conversation where they were both pretending to each other that, like, oh, I might be the one that goes this week, you know, and if I go this week, I'm probably going next week. Dane knows that he's staying. Mark thinks that he's staying. And that was funny.
Yeah, it's, you know, at this point, just Mark's just got to last it out because he has no clue what's coming to him up until this point. So, yeah, he has no idea what's going on around him.
Yeah. So we had all of that as well. It's really,
it was such a boring day.
It was not good. Not great. There's really nothing to talk about here.
All right, see ya.
We had a conversation between Adam and Anthony. Adam starting to get just like a little suspicious here. He's like, so Anthony, why was it again that you changed your mind and decided to keep Dane? Anthony was like, oh, you know, cause Dane has been loyal. Dane has been loyal to the PBs. That's the way things have gone. PB loyalty.
PB loyalty all day. Hey, I will say one thing. In the chat, it's saying that the thumbnail showing know-it-alls and not us. So just so you know, I don't know if they're able to see us, but we are on Twitch. So just thought I'd run that past you. But yeah, no, it's PB all day in everyone else's head. And I think at this point they've got Mark fully on board, thinking that he's staying. He doesn't understand why he wouldn't stay over Dane at this point. But yeah, no, it's got to the point now where he's just completely fully believing everything that people are saying around him.
Yes. It's a silly thing here because, Adam's like, so why did you change your mind? And he's like, oh, cause Dane is loyal to the PBs. And he's like, but you told me he wasn't loyal to the PBs. You told me that he was very not loyal to the PBs, and he was like, but you know, he had those final twos, but he had those final twos to benefit the PBs. So, you know, that's how things are really going on there. You know, that's, you gotta take that into account. It's like, oh, okay. So, you know, okay. And he's like, okay, so, you know, Mark though is even less loyal. You know, Mark, he had a terrible social game and he didn't do anything to benefit the PB. So, you know, Mark is even worse is really the bottom line here.
Yeah. And you know, to a certain extent, it's kind of true. Like I can see where Adam's coming from. You know, it's Mark has never done anything for his game really to help him. He's won one competition, and in that competition, he put him up. So I get where he's coming from in the fact that what loyalty has really been shown to the PBs.
Yes. It's an awkward conversation because yeah. Anthony's trying to walk back some of what he, you know, has already tried to convince Adam of, but at the same time say like, you know, well, you know, Mark is worse. Mark was always the most, willing to turn on us. And you know, Dane did betray us, right? He did try to keep us separated and all of that stuff, but Mark was worse, and that's really what it comes down to. So you know, we need to take Mark out. He's more willing to betray us, and that's how things are gonna go here. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's finally like Anthony's letting Adam know that, you know, there's no way they're gonna keep Mark at this point. So he's most likely to betray us over him and Dane. But yeah, no, it's at this point they're just talking in circles. Like, it's getting to the point where I'm hearing the same argument from every single player.
Yes. Really, again, not much going on. We got the pretty boys late at night talking about the game during the season and what they did and how it worked. You know, this is basically it.
It really is. So how was your day yesterday, Taryn?
I had a good day. It was a fun day. Talked to some people, planning some stuff. Went on Twitch last night. That was fun.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, it's to the point now. It's like you catch an hour of the feeds and you're pretty much caught up on whatever's been going on all day. They talk in circles at this point. But yeah, no, I feel like yesterday was a good day for me, too. Went and saw Endgame. No spoilers.
There you go. Talked about Endgame last night on Twitch.
Oh.
So yeah, that's what happened yesterday. What's happening right now is that all hell is breaking loose. This morning, and I'll have this information in more detail tomorrow, but this morning Kira decided to tell Adam that first they decided to tell Mark that they are not keeping Mark, and Mark was like, what? I am your best chance to win at the end, you know this, why would you do this, you should be keeping me. And so Mark was freaking out. Mark ran to Anthony like, Kira's not keeping me, what do I do? What do I do, Anthony? I'm screwed. Adam's going to vote against me. Kira's going to break the tie to evict me. What do I do, Anthony? What do I say? Please tell me, Anthony, anything. And Anthony was just like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. I tweeted this out. It's like, he's like a puppy. He's a puppy running to his master like, master, what do I do? And his master has betrayed him. His master has sold him to the butcher.
There's nothing I can do at this point. It's already happening. Yeah, no, it's 100%.
I made this happen, puppy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's funny. It's got those wide open eyes, like trying to run around. What's going wrong? What's going wrong? What am I doing? Yeah, it's Mark's downfall is inevitable. And it's kind of weird that he didn't see this coming. Like, I feel like in a way, maybe he figured, you know, he is the more beatable target, but he had to see how close Adam was and how Kira, you know, kind of was in the mix there. I just don't see how he didn't see this as an option. I don't know. It just seemed like it was always too close to the end for this not to be.
Mark always trusted Anthony, and he trusted that Anthony would take him to the end. It's always been Mark and Anthony for weeks now. He didn't see the Dane Anthony connection coming because Anthony's been talking about getting rid of Dane for weeks, and he didn't realize that Anthony could change his mind. And he did. And so Kira,
can't put your trust there.
Yeah, Kira also. So Kira, when Kira was talking to Mark, Kira said, "You know, hey, it would be great if I could take you to the end, but you've been saying my name. You've been wanting to take me out." And Mark said, "What? That is not true. I have not been saying your name. That's not true at all. I want to take you down to the end. That's somebody is lying to you." And Kira's like, "Okay." And Kira talked to Anthony after, and they were like, "Is this the right decision, Anthony? Somebody's lying to me. If he's not saying my name, then I shouldn't be taking him out. He's my best chance to win in the end." And Anthony was like, no, you're doing the right thing. So Kira went and talked to Adam and told Adam what they had prepared with Dane and Anthony about what they should tell Adam. And saying, you know what, I'm going to keep Dane here, and I'm going to get rid of Mark. And Adam was just like, what? Excuse me? Why? They were like, because I don't think Mark deserves to be here. I don't think this is the right, I don't think he should be staying. And Adam's like, so this was all just a plan to get me out, right? Like, if you're keeping Dane, then you wanted me gone. Kira's like, no. That's not it. It was that, I thought about it and I don't think Mark deserves to be here. And Adam's just like, listen, I don't believe an effing word you're saying right now. And he just walks out.
And I love Adam at this point. You know, I'm just like, I'm just like Melissa. At first I was not on the Adam train, but now I'm fully aboard too. He's been such a pleasure to watch lately, and just the way that he controls his emotions and controls his game. I just love it. I think it's been great to see. It's kind of refreshing because I feel like at this point he's playing, you know, whatever, all his chips are on the table. He's just going all in, and it's good to watch. But yeah, have we seen a worse HOH than Kira this season? I just don't think so.
No.
I don't think there's anything close.
I think that's been established. Yeah, for sure. So Adam runs out of the HOH room. He grabs Dane. This all happened like 20 minutes ago. He grabs Dane. He's like, Dane, you guys better not be screwing me. You guys better not have made a plan with Kira to take me. You're not taking me out at Final Four, right? Like, this is not, it's not big one, but why does Kira want to keep you? Dane's like, I don't know, dude. Anthony got in their ear. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And he's like, that just makes no sense. They literally told me that they think they have the best chance of beating Mark, and they're taking Mark out of the game. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. And Dane's just like, dude, we talked to them. They decide. Anthony talked to them about it. I don't know, man. I am not screwing you, though. I promise you. And Adam's just like, oh, dude, if you guys screw me next week, I swear to God, I'm done. I'm done. I will not be okay with that. It's us three to the end. That's what we're doing. And Dane's like, yes, it is. I'm on board. If I screw you, you're done. Like, that would be the end. I get it. we're good. I'm not going to screw you. That's not what's going to happen. We're screwing Kira. And I was like, oh, okay, okay. I swear, it's very confusing. I don't like this.
Oh, man. I feel like it's all going over his head right now. But yeah, no, it's, I feel bad for Adam. Like, he should be able to see this. But yeah, no, the, he's so convinced on PB Strong to this. To well, the end
I think
point.
They're telling the truth to him. I think that they're not screwing him. I think Dane takes Adam to the final three.
I think so too, but I feel like there's still that chance. Like, if he doesn't win, I feel like there might be a chance they might see, okay, well, here's the better object. Like, when are we going to get Adam out? Adam's got the jury votes. I don't know. I feel like they are telling the truth, but part of me feels like this is going to turn around on him. I don't know why, but I just feel like that's going to happen.
I don't know. I feel like if that is a possibility, then I finally found Kira's win scenario, because I think Adam absolutely poisons the jury against them if they betray him at Final Four
that's
at
true.
This point. And I think they realize that, and I don't think they plan on betraying him. I really don't. But you never know. You never know.
You never know.
Especially because he's questioning them. Which hurts
exactly.
their feelings.
Well, that's where I'm coming from, because it's, I feel like he's putting the doubt in their own heads, and just by not fully being trusted of them. So I don't know. I feel like there's a chance, but we pretty much might see what's going to happen, but I still feel like there's a chance.
Yes, so that was happening. That, and Adam eventually goes and talks to Anthony, and even Anthony is having trouble describing the logic of why Kira's keeping Dane. He's like, well, they realize they can't beat anyone, so they're trying to just make sure they get to the finals, something like that. Adam's like, but they said they had the best chance of beating Mark. And then he's like, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm telling them they have a chance to beat people, right? Like, I'm not going to tell them that they can't beat anyone. And Adam's like, well, that's what I said. That's what I told them. He's like, well, I wouldn't do that. So they think they have a chance against these other people. And so, you know, that's what's happening there. And Adam's like, okay, I guess so. This just doesn't make any sense.
And I will take back what I said too. It's not about Fonda put in the comments, and I agree. It's not about winning HOH this week. It's about winning veto, and this is the most important veto of the season. So, yeah, no, it's and as to what you were saying, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. And then apparently during this update, there was an update on Twitter from Christina, who said Kira is now telling Adam they did this because they knew Mark was the goat in the Pretty Boys, and by taking Mark out, they have a better chance of getting taken to the final two. And then Adam just stares at them in the face and says, I would take Dane over Mark.
Yeah, no, it's man, I just wish today, what we're seeing today, is what happened yesterday, because there was literally nothing yesterday.
This is what we were waiting for yesterday, all day.
I know, all day.
Yeah, more than half of the update was from this morning.
Yeah, no, just getting pieces of this happening yesterday would have been perfect.
There is something I tweeted out yesterday, an interesting little fact about Adam's competition statistics here, Adam has now, he's won 7 out of 13 competitions. We've talked about this, right? He's at the top of the Big Brother Canada leaderboard now with the highest percentage, tied for the most wins, but with the highest percentage. Janelle's competition record in one season has stood the test of time for 13 years, 9 competitions in one season, and she won 9 competitions out of 15 competitions. That means that if Adam wins the next HOH and the next veto at Final Four, then he will tie Janelle's record exactly 9 out of 15 competitions. That's 60%, and that is, he would tie Janelle's all-time record, which is very crazy. And then something that to think about there was like, okay, but Adam only had five people competing in the vetoes. That's something you need to consider about the competition. So I actually went back and I did the math about how many people they competed against when they won the competition. So how many people total, how many competitors did Janelle beat across all of her wins on Big Brother All-Stars? And the total number came out to be 48. She beat 48 other competitors through her 9 competition wins. I did the math for Adam that if he wins the next 2 competitions and it's 9 out of 15, he will have beaten 48 competitors exactly. Wow. It's insane how much this lines up. 9 out of 15 exactly, beating 48 other people exactly. It's so crazy. And then, of course, the real kicker here is that if he does win those next 2 competitions, he then has one more, the final 3 HOH, to either beat Janelle's record or fall behind in terms of the percentage. So and also he'll either win the game or lose the game based on if he wins that. So could be very interesting. Again, nobody has ever come close to touching this record in the 13 years since Janelle set it. It's been completely untouchable. The closest anyone has ever come is Paul when he won 8 competitions in Big Brother 19, but he had a lot more competitions that he played in. I don't know the exact number, but his percentage is something around 30%, whereas Janelle's was at 60%. It was a much longer season. He played in many more competitions, so it's really, if you're looking at it, does not really come close at all. So very interesting little statistic fact there.
Yeah, the fact that Janelle's record lasted this long, honestly, it's super impressive. It was one of those things where we were like, is anyone ever going to beat it? Is it even going to be comparable? Because one, Big Brother US is so long now that there's just no way to really compare it. But also Big Brother Canada, we never had where the HOH couldn't play in the veto. So now that that's not possible, it is more comparable to the back in season 7. Yeah, I think he might do it. Like, I honestly am fully on board. Like, how he's been competing in all of these competitions, who's going to beat him? We've seen Anthony win one thing. Dane is the best competition against him. But, I mean, I still feel like Adam's stronger, and Adam's got a better chance of winning this. So we might even see him break it. I honestly think it's possible. But what an impressive record, even for what he's done. Even if he doesn't surpass her record, the fact that he's done what he's done is super impressive as well.
Yeah, so it should be interesting to see. We'll find out tonight if he is able to keep the hope alive in terms of achieving that record. And theoretically he could win 2 out of the 3, but again, that would mean the percentage is not at the same level. So if he wins tonight, he can keep hope alive for himself. And I doubt that even he realizes how close he is to tying this. Yeah. I bet he'd freak out if he knew. But we'll find out tonight in the eviction, where we will likely see Mark leave. There's definitely a little bit of wiggle room here based on what's been happening this morning. But still probably we'll be seeing Mark leave tonight, and then we'll have the HOH competition, which probably won't be on the episode, but we'll probably hopefully have it by the time we do the podcast tonight to recap the eviction tonight. And then tomorrow morning, of course, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And 1 week from today, we will be finale.
Finale, yeah,
finale. It's here. We will be finale.
Yeah, no, I honestly, this might be my last time coming on with you for this season. I don't know if you'll have me back, but I will ask you this. Someone asked in the comments, but who do you have as winning this season? Because I might not get to see you until then.
Oh man, it's a tough call. I would have said Anthony. I think he's probably going to hold on to this. I'm going to say it's Anthony.
Anthony. All right. I don't know. I feel like I'm always wrong on this, so I'm going to go with Adam. I don't know how it works or what happens, but I'm going to go with Adam.
It's like, this is the worst time, because it's literally, he's having his conversation with Mark right now, and I really feel like whether he wins or not depends on how he handles this conversation with Mark. And so... I literally, like, an hour from now, I might be saying no. I might be saying, never mind. I'm going to take Dane.
Yeah, no, it's whoever gets to that final two, that's going to be really interesting to see, because how all the dynamics of what has led up to this point with them all being in the same alliance and who's had the bigger social game, I feel like is really going to come into play when that scenario happens.
Yes. All right.
I will say this too. Oh man, I just blanked on what I was going to say. That's what I was saying. Sorry about basically getting into tomorrow's feeds, because yesterday was so boring.
Yeah, I said I'd go into more detail tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure I just said everything. So tomorrow we'll just do a brief recap of what happened in the morning today.
Second episode recap.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Kem in the chat, and thank you very much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We had a really fun time last night talking Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, The Challenge, Endgame, Game of Thrones. I had a lot to say about Game of Thrones. The archive there is still up in the video thing for Twitch. So if you find me on Twitch, you can find the video of that. What I did was I put some text on the screen for which show I was talking about at the time. So if you want to avoid spoilers, you can just visually scan through for the show that you're looking for. So I thought that was nice. That's way awesome. Of doing that.
Yeah, that's very helpful for no spoilers. But especially since Game of Thrones was such an epic week. You know, if you haven't seen it, you've got to skip through those spoilers, because it's fantastic to see.
There you go. All right. Bobby, where can people find you?
Yeah, it's at Goodsby Bobby, GoodsbyBobby. And also, just want to plug, on Monday, I will be posting on my Twitter, my radio show, my ESPN radio show, where we're going to be creating a YouTube channel for it. And I just want everyone to check it out if they can.
There you go. So, thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.